Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today we're going to do a Biz Bites with Bonnie, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment. We're going to talk about your website and how to know if it's good enough, it's attracting clients, or if it's turning them away. So more on that in a moment, but first, I always want to take a moment to let you know how much I appreciate you taking time, your precious time, to spend time with me on the show. That is just so awesome. I am so grateful. Now, I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And remember, these shows are on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month now instead of every week. And there are a couple months in the year, in every year, where there are 5 weeks instead of four, so that might change a little bit, but pretty much every other week. Now, I know that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do necessarily. You come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world, and you love helping others live their dream. Perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find this will be another great show with insights to help you on your entrepreneur journey. Now, make sure that you check out the show page before you leave. There's always a gift for you there. And actually, I've got a really special gift for you this time. And we'll talk a little bit more about that on the show. But make sure you check that out. And there are always links to connect with me on my website and social media. I would love to hear from you. Now, maybe you have a message to share. Maybe, you know, you've got something that you want to share with the world on what you do as a holistic entrepreneur. I always love having guests on the show, so reach out to me if you would like to reach people all over the world as well. Now let's get into our topic for today. How good is your website? You know, research shows that the best way to attract and retain clients, patients, customers is to have a good website. In this highly competitive, digitized world, everybody's like really fast. They don't have a lot of time. You really need to have an effective website. And effective is the operative word here. Now, I think all entrepreneurs should have a website. I mean, having a Facebook business page is a start, and I think you need one of those too. But I think you need to have both. If you're really serious about building your business and attracting, you know, your ideal client, then you need to have a website. So today's show, we're going to focus on and talk about how to have the best website possible. You know, one that engages your visitor, gets them to know, like, and trust you, and become future clients. So how would you rate your website through the eyes of a visitor? I mean, when people come to your page, what do they see? And how often do you look at your website? I mean, I'm in my websites like all the time, so I'm always in there. But there's a lot of people who, you know, had it created for them once upon a time. Maybe it's been a couple years or more, and they haven't touched it since. Maybe they haven't even looked at it since. I see this all the time. Now, first and foremost, a website should be a dynamic entity. That means it's always changing. So adding new information, moving things around. If you have a blog or a podcast, something that you do on a recurring basis, that creates that sense of the website being dynamic. It looks like somebody's home, right? Otherwise, if the website always looks the same, and you can really kind of tell it hasn't been touched for years, people think nobody's minding the store, nobody's home. So your visitors will notice this, right? And the bigger thing maybe is that search engines recognize it too. You're going to rank better with a dynamic site. If you've just got sort of a static site that's looked the same for a couple of years now, it really doesn't do well in the rankings. And when people come to your site, they can tell. I mean, you can just tell. And we're going to talk about how you can, you know, discern those sorts of things on the show today. Now, one of the things that our company, the company that my husband and I have, M&B Global Solutions, one of the things that we do for people is review their websites based on current market research and from the visitor's perspective. Now, normally this is a paid service, but this is sort of the special offer I have for you. There's a link on the show page that I'm offering you a free website evaluation if you like. And it's totally up to you if you want to do this, but just click on the link where it says request a free website evaluation, and it goes to like a really simple form that just gives me your website, URL, and any social media links so that I can do an appropriate evaluation. You know, there's so much that goes into truly evaluating a website that we're not going to get through it all in the show today. So maybe we'll do, you know, another show down the road, or maybe even next time, to sort of finish that up. But I want to share some basic elements so that you can get started. These are certainly things that you can take a look at and see for yourself. So a great exercise to do is to take a look at your website through the eyes of your ideal client. Now, many of you, or most of you, hopefully all of you, have done some sort of an exercise to identify who that person is, who your ideal client is. So get that person, that avatar, so to speak, in your mind, and then go to your website and take a look around through the eyes of that ideal client, that person who, you know, maybe if you're a health coach and you deal with weight loss, it's that person that just can't seem to lose that last 20 pounds or is extremely overweight or whatever. Think of that website and what they're seeing through those eyes. So what do people see when they first click on your website? I mean, start there, right? Is your website attracting people, or, you know, attracting patients, customers, clients, and engaging with them, or are they just kind of clicking off? You know, your website is sort of the heart of all of your marketing efforts. So when potential clients come to your website, what do they see? You know, the average website visitor is going to choose, make a decision to stay on the website or bounce, you know, leave the site within 5 to 10 seconds. And actually, some studies say even as little as 3 to 5 seconds. So does your site immediately engage the visitor and encourage them to look around, or do they click off? You know, is there an offer there for them? Something that they can sign up for? A lead magnet, opt-in, ethical bribe, whatever you want to call that. Something that is of value to them to help them with, you know, the problem that they're there for, that they're looking at your site and why they're there, to help them with that in exchange for their name and email. If you don't have this, you're really missing out on potential connections and potential clients. You know, many times an effective website is the first and often the only chance that you have to begin developing that relationship with your potential clients. So have something on there that's valuable for them, that they will want to give their name and email so that you can begin to nurture that relationship. You know, it's that irresistible offer. That should be front and center, right at the top of your website, maybe in the header or right below it, but certainly above the fold, as they say. And what above the fold means is that when someone goes to your page, it's what they can see on their computer screen. And keep in mind, this isn't a huge screen. So it's like a regular size screen, regular laptop screen, or even a tablet or something like that. The really important stuff should be above that fold so that they'll see it when they pop on the site and they don't have to scroll down to see what else is there. So that's what above the fold means. So, you know, having a good website is even more important if you pay for advertising. I mean, if you're sending somebody to your site and you're paying to do that, when people click on your website, you want them to have a good experience so that you can begin to build that know, like, and trust factor that everybody talks about. So if you're investing in ads for people to come to your website, you need a return on that investment. It's amazing to me how many clients I've worked with that, you know, they pay for ads or you know, have hired a company to do, you know, advertising for them, and they don't really get a return on their investment because assuming somebody goes to their website, they click off because they can't find what they're looking for or why they were even sent there. So it really behooves you to have an effective website, especially if you're paying for ads. So here's some things to think about. What do visitors see? What do they feel when they come to your site? I mean, are there images of you and your staff, if you have staff, or do you use mostly stock images? Now, stock images are okay. Some look really kind of like stock images, and some don't look so bad. So choose the ones that look better, obviously, but there should be stuff of you because it's the feel of the website that you're after. And really, if you're a coach, consultant, a service provider, you are the brand, right? So people need to feel you and see you in your website. It's all about the energy of it in my mind. And I know that's a Bonnie-ism. I talk about that all the time, but I do think it's an energy thing. So is the feel in the website reflective of you and what you do? You know, if you're a health coach, does the visitor get the sense of that the second they click on your link? Because remember, you only have, 3 to 5 or 5 to 10, depending on who you listen to, seconds before they make a decision to stay and look further or to click off. And then is your branding evident? You know, does it have your vibe, your colors, tagline, images, things like that? You may have worked with a branding expert, or maybe not, but if you haven't, there are still things that you can do in terms of limiting your colors, a common theme to your images, so that things all fit together and express who you are. And I want to say one quick thing about your about page, and then we're going to save the rest of this for another show because I could go on and on about evaluating your website. But I do want to talk briefly about the about page. It's amazing to me. Sometimes people don't even have an about page, but this is the place where you can really give the sense, your essence of who you are and what your practice is like. So notice on your about page, is there personal information or is it just kind of all business? You know, people need to be able to relate to you, to know you're human. Sharing adversity, something that you've overcome, has a lot of benefits. I mean, number one, it shows that you're human, and this happens to you too, so people can relate, and maybe they've had a similar experience. The other thing is that you are living proof that it can be done, and so can they, right? Overcome whatever it is. It offers hope and inspiration. You know, your credentials are important too, but not nearly as important as your story. So how do you share that on your about page? You know, when I review people's websites, sometimes, like I said, there's not even an about page, which I think is not a good thing. So I want to sort of end today's show there, and we'll continue with this next time. I'll do another show that goes into a few more elements and more in depth. But I do want to remind you of that free website evaluation. The link is on the show page, so make sure you check that out. And I've saved some time in my schedule to accomplish this. So if you're interested, click on the link and you'll be sent to a really short form that asks you for like your website link and your social media links so that I can do the best evaluation possible. And I have my team look at this. It's not just my impression of it. So we'll set some time up on Zoom once I've done the evaluation or we've processed this. Set some time up on Zoom. You'll also get a written copy as well. And you can pass this on to your webmaster, or if you make changes to your website yourself, you can go ahead and do that. If you need some help, we can talk about that too. But your success homework is to really take a look at your site. You know, is it attracting patients or is it turning them away? And that exercise I talked about earlier, looking at it through the eyes of your ideal client, is so critical. So make sure you check that out. Now, I want to say one quick thing. If you're listening to this show, you know, long time after it's first aired, don't worry, because I always have a little bit of time that I can sneak in another evaluation throughout the week. So whenever you're listening to this show, you're still open to this free evaluation of your website. So make sure that you take advantage of that if you want to. And until next time, I want you to believe that anything is possible as long as you believe in yourself.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.